Rogers.
Yeah.
Hangout Radio is on the air and powered by 92.0. I'm Tony. I'm actually coming to you with the last interview of Hangout Fest. I have the distinct pleasure of being seated here with Vance Joy, and you have the distinct pleasure of doing the last interview of Hangout Fest 2015, man.
It's an honor. It's a great pleasure. Thank you.
You're also one of our 92.0 Free Concert alums, and you're actually one that blew up the Soul Kitchen. We actually did not have enough capacity for all the people that came out to see you.
That's pretty special.
So, yeah, a lot of people in our area, we know they dig you, and you put on a great set over there. We got a chance to catch a little bit of it. We actually miss a lot of the live acts while we're here, but I imagine that's something kind of ridiculous for us to say. We get to be at the beach and hear a little bit of it and interview the bands, but that's got to kind of be an issue with the bands. I imagine every once in a while you're at a festival and you're like, dude, I would really rather be down there watching Skrillex or whatever, you know?
Oh, absolutely. I'm actually in a good position tonight because I get to be leaving. The bus leaves at midnight. I get to see My Morning Jacket and Beck, so I'm like pretty happy.
And this is actually My Morning Jacket's second time around, and trust me, you're going to have a good time at that show.
Yeah, I mean, I've listened to a little bit of their music. My drummer is like a fanatic, so I'm going to go watch it with him, and I'm sure it's going to blow his mind. Hopefully mine as well.
Yeah, they're one of those bands that you need to see live, and that's one thing I like about you too, because, I mean, you probably get cornered into that easy listening kind of guy in a guitar genre, but your live show has a ton of energy. I mean, and I know you're big in Australia. They love you over there. I mean, you got, I know, Riptide ended up being on the charts, Australia, New Zealand, Europe, everywhere. And that's where we found out about you and put you on the air. But do you like, the live performance, or do you like sitting in your room, tinkering with it, playing with it, figuring out what you're going to do?
I definitely get a lot of, satisfaction from songwriting, and it's hard to compare that satisfaction to the satisfaction you get on stage, because you come off stage and the energy of people is just like, it's like electricity, and you feed off it. And if it's a great show, you're just like, oh, how good was that? You just want to you don't want the night to go forever. And so it's a different kind of thing. Like, I feel like the songwriting thing makes you feel really like, whoa, this is what I want to be on the planet for. And then playing live is like a bit like that, but it's like this really just a great energy rush and a thrill.
So a completely different animal, but that validation's got to be nice.
It is totally nice. And that's what you do it for. You want to connect. You write songs and they're coming out of from your heart, and you see people responding to them and like singing your words. And sometimes you forget about how special that is. So I'm very fortunate to be doing that.
I know that there's not an artist on the planet, not one that's come on the bus or even performed today that hasn't, say, put out an EP or put out a CD and then been like, this is not my best work. What was I thinking or whatever? Is there something that you've done that sort of the audience convinced you of, that you were like, maybe, second guessed yourself on, but that feedback from the live audience convinced you that maybe you did the right thing?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think that you're always nervous. Like, it's like crazy, but you're so protective and nervous about your new song. So I have a song called Mess Is Mine, and I didn't know how that was going to convey. It's a unique song, and then I played it live, and people always have responded well, and I'm just like, I love playing this song. And from going to being like, I'm not even sure if I want to record this or put it in the set, and then you get out there, and it's like, oh, I love playing this. This is the song I want to play. Like, it's my second favorite song to play, or my first favorite song to play. So it's definitely a big part is that validation, people, and you get that validation when you're writing a song. You want to play it to your parents, you want to play it to your friends, see what they say. And that's a huge thing in terms of seeing what works and what doesn't work.
Well, that mess is ours now. We play it all the time and people love it. So
thank you.
We appreciate it. And I mean, you're probably no stranger to this kind of thing. I mean, in addition to the music, you're kind of a heck of a footballer too, huh?
I was, I did my best. I think that I definitely had athletic qualities, but I wasn't, going to make it professionally. I kind of played in a semi-professional league. And, but for a period of time, I thought, am I going to do football? Is this going to be it was the focus of my life, and music was way kind of just like a thing that I do. I'd go to the football club and play covers for the players and for events and stuff. And it's always been, it was always this side project. And then eventually I kind of came to
the music was a side project.
Yeah, the music was a side project in football. And it kind of had to kind of reevaluate my priorities and then realize that music was a brighter future for me, and football was good, but it was never going to be.
Did you get like Rookie of the Year in 08 or whatever? Or what? I mean, yeah, I guess I we call it Rookie of the Year. Yeah. It's like first year player or whatever.
That was within my club. So it was nothing like a huge league award. It's much smaller than, I guess it looks great on the internet or on paper, but I definitely, I was okay, but I wasn't going to be,
So you always knew inside of you that the music was where you were going with it.
Yeah. And I think definitely. And also when you say about the feedback, like, you know, play good games every now and then. And people say, you know, you're a good player. But, when I play music, I feel like the warmth of that reception has always been really strong. And I don't know. It's something that felt way more intuitive for me to be playing music and to be performing for people has always been really natural.
Well, you know how anytime you have a certain skill set, there are the specifics of the time and the place you're in. I have to play this show, I have to play this song. And once you get past the muscle memory of it, so for a DJ, it's learning to work the board. And then once you learn that, you're comfortable. You don't even think about that. It's secondhand. And then your talking becomes more natural. I guess did you find that the skill set sort of, like was a great marriage, like the way football is, once you get that muscle memory, you know, each play, then you can concentrate more on it. Did that sort of parlay into the music where once you can get used to being on stage and once you get used to, you know, just playing the riff or whatever, then you can kind of enjoy the moment. Did you see a sort of a marriage there of the two things?
Yeah. I think I'm still on that journey for sure of, getting, you know, the more you play, it's like time and practice just makes all the difference. And, at the moment I'm kind of realizing, hey, I can go a bit faster here, go a bit slower. And I'm so much better at staying in time now than I was like 3 years ago. And I'm sure that I can keep getting better at that. And so that's a great thing. And, when you're thinking in your head, you can even be thinking completely random thoughts and you're singing lyrics. Like you're not thinking about what words you're singing. You know, you're not thinking about what's the next lyric. You're not thinking about what's the next chord. It's kind of like just, it all fits together and you don't think. And I think that's a pleasant thing. I think that just comes from years and years of touring and the
that's
same songs.
The it.
Yeah,
that's
and you want to like your songs because you're going to be doing it a lot.
So. Exactly. Well, I have to say this. Interviewed a bunch of bands this weekend, had a lot of fun, saw Hangout Fest, but I have to say that I'm glad that I actually got to sit down and talk with you because I love your music. I really do.
Thank you, Tim.
And we appreciate you swinging by the bus and hanging out with us for a little bit. Hangout Radio officially done for the weekend. 92 Zoo live on the beach for Hangout Fest 2015. This has been Vance Joy. You guys have a great weekend.